Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Margaret from the What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood podcast, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from Jenny. Jenny says, "My husband and I love your podcast and listen to every one while I make dinner. He hates clutter and especially the annoying plastic toys family seems to always be giving our 15-month-old. How do we get family members to stop giving us cheap plastic annoying toys every time they see our kid? We'd love to somehow instill a present policy that involves them putting the money they would have spent into a savings fund for him, but just aren't sure how to stop the random every time we see them gifts." Jenny and husband, I have not great news. I'm not sure you're going to be able to stop this. I'm not even sure you should, but let's take it one step at a time. I think that it is a fine idea to start a savings account for your child and make that accessible to the grandparents. It is even fine to say, in lieu of presents, we would prefer that going forward, you donate money to this account instead of giving our child a present. And that is kind of where your role in it stops. Your preference is great, but you cannot enforce a present policy on other people. The role that giving your child presents plays in your parents' lives is not really for you to determine, in my opinion. So I'm fine with you putting the option in an easy way in their path to say our preference would be money towards something useful versus plastic nonsense, but that's kind of where you get out of it. And then if they give your child plastic nonsense, I would make an attempt to be gracious and grateful about it, no matter how you feel about it. If you listen to the podcast, you know that I have extremely strong opinions against plastic toys. Not a fan. Really despise them, especially goodie bags, but I just have to look at the man in the mirror and make that change. So I don't do goodie bags at parties. I try to give books as gifts to other people's children. But often my kids are like, books, this is such a lame gift that we're bringing. Like, I don't begrudge any birthday child. My kid, my youngest, is way into LOL dolls and they are my nightmare. They are just plastic explosion of garbage in my mind, but I don't ban them for my child because she loves them. I do try to talk to her when we play with them about how much plastic is involved with them and how they will be here long after we are all gone, and that the amount of plastic they generate is a huge concern to me. And so I see her evolving a bit on them, but she still loves them. And if she gets an allowance and she buys an LOL doll with that, that is not my choice. That is her choice. So I think it's a lot of figuring out where the lines and boundaries are. You can definitely take a strong stance and say, we no longer allow plastic in our house. Do not bring plastic toys or we will throw them away or give them away. You can do that. I wouldn't recommend it. I think it is enforcing your values on other people in a way that I don't agree with. And I do think that sometimes, you know, my kids' grandparents are walking through an airport and they see something and they just love it and they know it's going to light my kids' face up. And when it arrives, I sometimes have the feeling of like, oh, something else for me to find storage for until eventually putting in the landfill and my heart sinks a little bit. But I don't die on that particular hill and I would not recommend doing so. Put in people's path an alternative that you find better, and then make an effort on your end to free cycle, recycle any toys that come in, give them to other kids. But I would not take a strong stand against them in a way that denies the grandparents the joy of having that exchange with your kiddo. I hope that's helpful, Jenny. But definitely don't give away goodie bags. You know how I feel about that. If you have a question that you would like Amy and I to solve for you, you can submit them to questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com or ask them on our Facebook page, and we may answer one of your questions on an upcoming episode. Talk to you next time.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.